20% of those who have died since October the 7th are reported to be women and children. Israel has ordered more people in parts of southern Gaza to evacuate. Mark Regev, a senior advisor to the Israeli Prime Minister, says forces will ensure civilians get water, medicines, food and shelter.
As we move in now to crush Hamas, we will in parallel continue to facilitate humanitarian support for the people of Gaza. That is part of our credo. That is part of our strategic goal.
Meanwhile, two people have been arrested at a pro-Palestine march in central London. The Metropolitan Police say one man's been held for a racially aggravated public order offence because of a placard he was carrying. Elsewhere, police are investigating after a man died following a fire at a house in Bradford. Officers were contacted at around 5:30 this morning. Another two adults and a child have been taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The Met Office says temperatures could drop to minus 12 degrees Celsius in some parts of Scotland overnight. It has issued an amber warning for snow in Cumbria, but this should ease by tomorrow. In sport, Arsenal have beaten Wolves 2-1 to go 4 points clear at the top of the Premier League. Burnley have got a huge victory over fellow relegation strugglers Sheffield United. Live to Peter Smith at Turf Moor.
Yes, they won 5-0. The tone set in the opening seconds when Rodriguez headed in. Brun Larson made it 2-0. Matt Burnley was then sent off at Sheffield United with a second yellow. And Burnley capitalised against the 10 men. Aldooney claimed a third. Colley-Osha the fourth. Brownhill rounded off the scoring, heaping huge pressure on the Sheffield United boss Paul Heggingbottom. Burnley 5, Sheffield United 0.
And Hearts are up to third in the Scottish Premiership after their 1-0 victory over Kilmarnock. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM.
Two minutes past five is the time. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix Sport. Welcome into hour three.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
There are going to be some areas of fog and freezing fog likely to persist across our area overnight. Skies will clear, allowing a widespread frost to reform. The cloud will spread in the early hours, bringing outbreaks of rain, sleet and maybe some hill snow as well. Minimum temperature overnight, 4 degrees Celsius. It's going to be cloudy and cold tomorrow, although slightly warmer than today. Spells of rain and sleet will clear by early afternoon, but there might be some further outbreaks of rain going in towards dusk. Maximum temperature tomorrow, 7 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
More full times are coming in the football, so I'm going to get straight back to those. First off in the Championship, Southampton's fine form has continued. They have beaten Cardiff 2-0 at St Mary's this afternoon. Scottish Premiership, it's finished Kilmarnock 0, Hearts 1. Let's just have a quick look at the table today. The top two didn't play today, Celtic and Rangers. Celtic top on 36 from 14 and Rangers second, 28 from 13 matches. Hearts are now up to third after their win. They've got 23 points from 14 games. That takes them above St Mirren, who have 22 points from their 14 matches. At the other end of the table, Livingston at the bottom on 10 and St Johnstone just above them on 11 points. So with the other results, Bromley 1, Rochdale 1, that's a full-time from the National League. FA Cup, Morecambe are in the third round. They've won 2-0 in their tie at Wycombe Wanderers this afternoon. Defeat for Billericay Town in the Isthmian Premier League. They lost 2-1 at fellow promotion challengers Wingate and Finchley. Full-time at Portman Road, and it's finished Ipswich Town 2, Coventry City 1. There was a late own goal from Ipswich's Brandon Williams on 96. 76 minutes, but Town held out for a 2-1 win, and I have just seen Wes Burns' goal, second goal for Ipswich in the 41st minute on social media after I noticed he was trending. Although the young Sava, my studio assistant this afternoon, I should say, happens to notice that he was trending and found that for me, so thanks to her for that. It really is a magnificent goal. I think Lionel Messi would be proud. So go on X, type in Wes Burns and have a look at that. It really is something to behold. National League South, victory for Chelmsford City. Superb comeback from them, actually coming back from 2-0 down to win 3-2 at Bath. Championship, it's finished Hull 1, Watford 2, Leeds 3, Middlesbrough 2. Let's have a quick look at the Championship table, shall we? So Leicester City, after their lunchtime win at West Bromwich Albion, they remain just ahead of Ipswich on 46 points. Ipswich on 45 after when it gets Coventry. Everybody in the top 6 has played 19 games, by the way. Leeds United, after their win, they're on 38, so they're still some distance behind the top two. And Southampton, after beating Cardiff this afternoon, are snapping at their heels. They're on 37 points. West Brom in fifth. They're still in the playoff spots despite that defeat today. They're on 32. And Hull City, despite losing themselves at home to Watford this afternoon, they remain in the playoff spots in sixth place. At the other end, Sheffield Wednesday, only their second victory of the season this afternoon over Blackburn. Good win for them, but they're still on only 10 points. Rotherham just above them on 13. Queen's Park Rangers, They looked to be starting to get cut adrift before the last couple of games, as I mentioned earlier. But after their win at Preston last night, that's put them in a better position than before, although they're still 4 points clear from safety after Huddersfield Town picked up a point this afternoon. In Isthmian Premier League, Hornchurch, the leaders, held to a goalless draw by Whitehawk this afternoon. Very good result for the visitors there. It finished Walthamstow 1, Bowers and Pitsy 2 in Isthmian North, and we can now take a look at the table. Lowestoft Town remain top there, 4 points clear of second place, Felixstowe and Walton. Lowestoft beat New Salamis 6-1 this afternoon, and Felixstowe scored a 4-0 victory themselves. Basildon United, their match was postponed, but they remain in third place on 26 points, 4 points behind Felixstowe. Brightling Sea Region, they are they're up to fourth after our win over Bramwell Town. Bowers and Pitsy, after their win this afternoon, they're back in the playoff spots. They're behind Brightley Sea on goals scored. Brentwood Town, they dropped down to sixth place. They're on 24 points after that loss at Brightley Sea. And looking further down the table, Haybury Swiss, who is 7th, Malden Tiptree of 8th, neither of those played today. Walthamstow, who lost to Bowers and Pitsy, they are in 9th place. Whittam Town, who they didn't play today, but they had a couple of superb results last week. A big bottom club, Stowmarket, 8-0 on Tuesday night, which has taken them up to 13th place. Redbridge are in 14th. Grays Athletic still 2nd from bottom, but it's, at least they've got their first league win under their belts now. And Stowmarket Town still rock bottom, the only side without a win in the league, and just the 2 points. And last result that's come through from the National League games, which went ahead today. Good win for Kidderminster Harriers. They beat Gateshead by 2-0. And that result has taken them off of the bottom of the table. AFC filed. Now bottom of their match was postponed. Oxford City in 22nd and Ebbsfleet in 21st and the other sides in those playoff spots. As you were with Southend and Dagenham and Redbridge, neither of them play. Chesterfield remain top. And tomorrow they face Leighton Orient in the FA Cup. Now, the O's will be looking to avoid slipping up. There is a potential banana skin after Chesterfield having a superb season in the National League beats Portsmouth in the last round. So Richie Wellens and his side will be looking to avoid something similar up there. Bromley, a second in the National League. They won today against Rochdale, as I mentioned earlier. Barnet, Solihull, Moors, Gateshead, Aldershot, Shotstown, and Altrincham. The other side's currently in the playoff places. In the FA Cup, there has been, the upset of the afternoon has taken place at the Gallagher Stadium, where National League South Maidstone United have knocked out Barrow of League Two. Well done to the Stones. They go to the hat for the third round. Joining them there will be Sutton United. Despite their struggles in League Two, they beat Horsham of the Eastbourne Premier League, the lowest ranked side left in the competition, quite comfortably this afternoon. They were 3-0 winners. In the Eastbourne North match between Walthamstow and Bowers and Pitsy, I mentioned that Bowers won by 2-1. Just to mention, Stowe ended that match with 10 men after Iman Akunja received a late red card. All over at the Emirates, where it's finished Arsenal 2, Wolves 1. And just looking at the Premier League table ahead of the evening kickoffs. Two of those, Nottingham Forest face Everton at 5:30, and St James's Park tonight at 8 o'clock, Newcastle United take on Manchester United. So Arsenal, as it stands, 4 points clear of Manchester City, who play Tottenham tomorrow afternoon. They're on 29. Liverpool in third on 28 points. Aston Villa also on 28 points, but Liverpool have a superior goal difference, so Villa are in fourth. Tottenham in fifth on 26, Manchester United in sixth on 24, followed by Newcastle, Brighton and West Ham, who are currently in ninth. So at the moment, Everton, partly because of their 10-point deduction, go to the bottom of the Premier League. That result this afternoon has lifted Burnley up to 18th place. They have leapfrogged Sheffield United in 19th. And just to summarise those fixtures going ahead tomorrow in the Premier League, Bournemouth are playing Aston Villa, Chelsea versus Brighton, and Liverpool versus Fulham, and West Ham versus Crystal Palace. All of those are 2 o'clock kickoffs. And Manchester City Tottenham is at 4:30. Scottish Premiership tomorrow, St Johnstone versus Celtic, a midday kickoff. Hibs play Aberdeen at 3, Rangers St Mirren, that is also a 3 o'clock kickoff at Ibrox. There is one game in the Championship tomorrow with Bristol City playing Norwich City. That's at 1:30. FA Cup second round ties, as well as Chesterfield versus the O's. Eastleigh of the National League play League One strugglers Reading, who we knew were all sorts of trouble. They were struggling to pay their staff this week, I believe. Aldershot Town of the National League, they face League Two leaders Stockport County, and Wrexham of League Two, League Two Highflyers, they face Yeovil Town of the National League South. That one has a 3:45 kickoff. A couple of women's FA Cup second round ties tomorrow. Bristol Rovers women playing Keynsham Ladies, and Southampton are playing at Maidenhead United. That's a little summary of tomorrow's matches. Just going to see if there's any more results which I've missed off. Avely 3, Farnborough 4. That is confirmed full-time score in the National League South. That means Avely, they're still in fourth place below Yeovil, Hampton and Maidstone United. The other sides in the playoff spots are Torquay, who won today, Bath in sixth, despite losing to Chelmsford City, and Worthing in seventh. Chelmsford 1 point adrift of the playoff spots in eighth place. And Braintree Town's match was postponed this afternoon. They are currently in ninth. So, good win for Gillingham in the FA Cup. Gillingham of League 2A knocked out Charlton, their League 1 opponents, by 2-0. Macaulay Bond, former Leighton Orient and Ipswich Town striker, and Timothy Dieng, former Southend United midfielder. They were the first half scorers for the Gills. And that is all the full-time scores have for you at the moment.
This
is Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM. This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a Jumpers or Jim Jams day at work, or support the Christmas Tree Recycling Service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Hello, it's Mandy Cullen here, and if, like me, you love your 70s and 80s tunes but are fed up of hearing the same tracks on your radio, then you absolutely need Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers in your life. We play the songs from those decades that simply aren't played enough, and all the tracks we play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. So come and join me every Saturday between 6 and 8pm for Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, Maddie's here as per usual between 6 and 8pm tonight. It's followed by Andy Furno with Boogie Nights from 8 till 10pm. And he'll have his usual selection of 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And Steve Robertson brings us 2 hours of classical music between 10 and midnight with Classic Phoenix. That's Saturday night on Phoenix 98 FM. But right now, we're going to hear a full-time report from our featured non-league game this afternoon. Hutton, the league leaders in the third low non-division 1 South, took on Enfield Borough at New Lodge. And watching the action for us was Andy Gardner.
It has finished here at a freezing New Lodge. Hutton 1, Enfield Borough 0. And a late, late Hutton winner has kept them top of the table. A game pretty disappointing over the whole 90 minutes, but we had a lot of late drama, not just that goal. First half was pretty close. A couple of chances for either side. Adams with the visitor's guard for the home side, but it was deservedly 0-0. Enfield did quite well in the first half. Second half, more action. Goalkeeper Ismail had a major part to play in this match. He spilled a corner, which fell to the feet of Boxall, but his shot was blocked on the line. Then the homekeeper, Joe Grossart, made a great save. And then the closest we had to a goal came from the visitors, Azard Akgondogdu, who had a free kick which cannoned off the top of the crossbar. We were looking like it was going to head to 0-0, but then we had a moment of madness, a disastrous moment for the visiting keeper Ismail, who came out to collect a long ball to his edge of his box, but the ball was not going to carry and he couldn't come out to touch it with his hands because he'd already been booked, so he would have been off. He had to scamper back to his line, but it was too late because substitute Dave Johnson picked the ball up. And he had a lot to do, but he curled it beautifully into the corner. That turned out to be the goal that kept Hutton top of the table. We had a real fracas in the 90th minute, which started by the Hutton dugout. And virtually everyone was involved in the fisticuffs. And we had 2 red cards dished out. One was to the Hutton assistant manager, who had already received a yellow. So it was a second yellow and then a red for him. And Akgondogdu, the visiting the midfielder. He received a straight red as well for his part in the fracas. So a dramatic end. Hutton will be happy with the 3 points, if not the performance. A bit tough on Enfield, who did well, but it's finished. Hutton 1, Enfield Borough 0.
Thanks very much, Andy. And sometimes, you know, for teams in bold positions, I suppose it's all about grinding out the obvious out. So, hard-fought victory for Hutton there, but they remain top of the third low non-division one. South, I'll have the other results from that league in a while. And talking results, I've got one more here. This is from the Southern League Division 1 Central, where Waltham Abbey drew 1-1 with Barton Rovers this afternoon. But they're still third in the table. They've got 28 points from their 16 matches. Just above them, 2 points above them, North Lee, who beat them last week. Bedford Town remain top of the table on 33 points, the only unbeaten side in that division. The other two sides just below Waltham Abbey are at Cirencester Town and Biggleswade Town, also the playoff spots in fourth and fifth. And in the Isthmian Premier League, congratulations to Concord Rangers. Hopefully this might be a turning point for the Beach Boys after their abysmal, frankly, start to the season. But Sammy Collins' side scored a superb victory this afternoon against Lewis at the Aspect Arena, one which has taken them off the bottom of the table. They're now on 10 points. Hammingay Borough, who lost 3-0 at home to Chatham Town this afternoon. Incidentally, two of Chatham's goals were scored by the veteran former Chelmsford City, Billericay and Bramble Town striker Chris Dixon. Oh, Hornchurch as well, of course. he's done the rounds as Chris scored goals wherever he's gone, and he got himself a couple at Harrogate this afternoon. So they're 2 points behind Concord. Kingstonian and Pottersbar Town, the other side's currently in the drop zone. At the other end, Hornchurch, despite being held to a goalless draw at home to Whitehawk, remain well clear at the top of the table of 45 points. That's 9 points clear of Chatham. They've got a game in hand on them as well. Enfield Town in third on 34. Billericay, despite their defeat this afternoon, remain in fourth place, just ahead of the side who beat them, Wingate and Finchley. Hashtag still knocking on the door in sixth place after beating Canvey 3-1 this afternoon. The Tags are on 26. Hastings are on 26, just behind them. Tags have a better goal difference. Canvey in eighth. They are on 25 points. We've got my regular musical feature, the post-match warm down, coming up fairly soon. That's around about 5:30, because I need to get my breath back every so often. And just a couple of other things in the meantime, though. One more result from the Essex Senior League. There was a win for Housley Town away at Little Oakley this afternoon. And in rugby union, all over in the match between Bath and Exeter Chiefs. Bath won that by 21 points to 14. Half-time in the match between Saracens and Northampton Saints. And Northampton are winning out 6-0 at the break. In the United Rugby Championship, meanwhile, it's finished. Cardiff 23, Scarlets 29, and Lions 49, Dragons 24. There's a couple of games that started at 5:15. Stormers versus Zebra and Ulster versus Edinburgh. No points in either of those so far. Just before I do the travel, I'm going to cram in one more Christmas tune. Here comes Elton John with Step Into Christmas.
I like Phoenix FM Travel News.
With the time at 28 minutes past five, it's time for the last travel update for today here on Phoenix FM. Still quite a few issues on the roads to tell you about. M11 is slow once again between Junction 7 for Harlow and Junction 6 for the M25. Epping, where it's been busy all afternoon on the High Street, is still busy. Springfield Road in Chelmsford, still busy northbound between Highbridge Road and Victoria Road. Apart from that, the road's looking okay across our area now. On the trains, though, just a reminder that due to strike action by the ASLEF union, there was a very limited service today and on all weekend, actually, on C2C, maximum of 2 trains per hour, so double check before you travel. And due to construction work at Bewley Park Station, they're line will be closed on Greater Anglia between Chelmsford and Witham all weekend. Train services from Norwich, Ipswich, Clacton, Colchester and Braintree all terminated at Witham, connecting onto railway replacement bus services. Connecting train services are in operation between Chelmsford and Liverpool Street via Ingatestone, also serving Stratford and Shenfield. Meanwhile, on TfL, just a reminder that there is no service for the rest of this weekend between South Tottenham and Barking Riverside on London Overground. DLR has no service all weekend between Poplar and Stratford International and Benton and Woolwich Arsenal. You can use the Jubilee line instead, though, between Stratford, West Ham and Canning Town or replacement buses. Still severe delays on the Central Line due to a shortage of trains, and also on the Circle Line there were still severe delays due to train cancellations. Now it's time for the post-match warm-down, as I need to get my breath back and recover from the afternoon's excitement, playing 3 songs in a row for you. And I was looking at a website earlier which features musical birthdays, and I noticed that today there were 3 rock musicians. All 3, well, 2 out of the 3 of them are bass players, but they're all in rock bands and all had birthdays today. So I'm going to play a track now by each of the bands that they were famous members of.
See, I've waited long enough. Where do I begin?
That was this week's post-match warm down. First off, we heard Black Sabbath and the song that kicked off their career and that of their lead singer, Ozzy Osbourne, back in 1970. That was Paranoid. Ozzy Osbourne will be 75 years old tomorrow. He wasn't even 25 when he recorded that. Def Leppard and Animal was the second track I played from 1987. Def Leppard's bass player Rick Savage is 63 today. He was born on the 2nd of December 1960. And then we heard Walk by the Foo Fighters. Nate Mendel, the bass player of the Foo Fighters, was born on the 2nd of December 1968, and he is therefore 55 years old today. I'll have another post-match warm down for you next week. Still more stuff to come in terms of football results, the local rugby results as well. Meanwhile, though, in the Premier League, it's things are underway at the City Ground where Nottingham Forest are playing Everton. There's currently no score in that game with around about 11 minutes gone. And in the Essex Senior League, one of the few matches that survived this afternoon was the one between Sporting Bangor United and Ilford. And it was a narrow 5-4 victory for Sporting Bangor, with Tilbury, who were leaders at the start of play, not in action today. I think that means Sporting Bangor have gone top for the time being, albeit by 1 point, and Tilbury have a game in hand over them. Meanwhile, in the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division, Stansted's match at home to Colney Heath also fell foul of the weather. That didn't go ahead. Competing results, though, from quite a few matches in the Thurlow non-Division 1 South, which did go ahead this afternoon. I've already heard about Hutton's 1-0 victory over Enfield Borough from Andy. It was a win for Benfleet this afternoon too. They beat Mayhem Baker by 3-2. Finished Broomsdown 1, Barkingside 2. Burnham Ramblers 0, Wormley Rovers 2. Clapham Community 4, Parkview 0. They're continuing to do well, Community. Dunmo beat St Margaretsbury 5-2. So they're back on song. Dunmo after some dodgy results of late. Finished Northwest London 3, Cannonswood 2, and Southend Manor 4, Newbury Forest 2. So the league table looks like this. Hutton top by 1 point from Clapton Community. Hutton on 47, Clapton Community on 46, although Hutton have a game in hand on them. Benfleet might still be a side to watch. They're in third place on 42, but they have 5 games in hand on Clapton Community and 4 on Hutton. They've just played 19. Dunmo Town are in fourth on 40 points from 23, and Wormley Rovers, having played 19 games, have 38 points, and they are in fifth. In the Thurlow non-Division 1 North, meanwhile, a bit of a depleted programme this afternoon, but Harwich and Parkston's game against Framlingham Town went ahead. The visitors won 1-0. Wivenhoe Town picked up a 2-2 draw away to Needham Market under 23s. Framlingham Town atop of the table. They have leapfrogged Holland, who didn't play. They didn't play. I just saw another clash of results, and that was last week's one. So, Holland didn't play today. They are second. Both of those sides on 43 points, but Framlingham have a better goal difference. Stanmore Pegasus, who are in VARS action today, are in third place. By the way, they won their VARS tie. Stanmore Pegasus, I nearly forgot to mention that they were away at London Lions. Finished 1-1 after 90 minutes, and Stanway Pegasus won the penalty shootout 4-3. So they are through to the fourth round. And also staying in the top five of the Thurlow Nun Division 1 North, Great Yarmouth Town are in fourth, and Harwich and Parkston just behind them in fifth or 36 points. Wivenhoe Town, they are currently in 11th place.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH BAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep be safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Football and the Euro 2024 draw is about to take place. If any news comes through of that before the end of the programme, I shall let you know. The pots are as follows. Germany, the hosts, are in pot one, along with Portugal, France, Spain, Belgium and England. Pot two includes Hungary, Turkey, Romania, Denmark, Albania and Austria. Pot three is Netherlands, Scotland, Croatia, Slovenia, Slovakia and the Czech Republic. And pot four, Italy, Serbia, Switzerland, a playoff winner A, playoff winner B or playoff winner C, which could still be Wales, of course. So we'll wait and see what happens there. Right now, I'm going to run through the local rugby results or what ones I have anyway. If he can find the website, no, like a complete wally, he's gone ahead and closed it. So whilst I have a look for that, a bit of music from the Undertones. This is Jimmy Jimmy.
Very small, he did what
So here are those local rugby results I promised you. In Region 1 South East, Westcliff's, Colchester's and Rochford's Hundreds matches were all postponed. Regional 2 Anglia, meanwhile, Chelmsford versus Eton Manor, Dagenham versus Harlow were called off. Saffron Walden lost 17-10 away to Holt. Good win for Brentwood, though. They travelled to Norwich and won by 40 points to 25. And Southend Saxons remain top of the table after a 57-5 win at home to Stonemarket. And it finished Thurrock 31, Woodford 24. So, yeah, Southend Saxons, they've just lost one of their opening 11 matches so far, and they remain at top of the table. Counties 2, Eastern Counties, meanwhile, finished Colchester 2nd 11, 41, Newmarket 14. A win 2 for Mersey Island. They beat Cottenham Renegades away from home by 33 points to 17. So Colchester 2nd 11 remain top. Mersey Island, they are in 6th place. And just to interrupt that, England will be drawn against Slovenia, Denmark and Serbia in the Euro 24 draw that has just come through. Back to the rugby though, and in Counties 1, Essex this afternoon, the Mavericks won't be dancing the night away because they were beaten 53-19 by Braintree. Wanstead had a good win away to Chingford. They scored 40 points without reply, and they are currently top of the table, just above Epping, Upper Clapton, who beat Old Cooperians at home by 31 points to 12, but Wanstead have a superior points difference. Other results were Maldon 20, Romford and Gideon Park 19, Stanbury Hope 21, East London 36, and Upminster 35, Campion 29. Meanwhile, in Counties 2, Essex North, it finished Burnham on Crouch 30, Kelvedon and Fearing 19, Witham 5, Clacton 29. The match between Rittle Wanderers and Southwood and Ferris was postponed. Burnham on Crouch currently top the table. And finally, Counties 1, Essex South finished Old Brentwoods 19, King's Cross Steelers 15, and the match between Billericay and Canvey Island was postponed. Basildon were awarded a home win against Barking, and they are top of the table with Old Brentwoods in second place and Billericay in third place. So that's how it stands in the local rugby. Finally, in the FA Vars, still been trying to find out some results from that. I know there were some postponed. As I mentioned, Stanway Pegasus through Tilbury versus Saffron Walden Town was postponed, as well as a Great Wakenham Rovers trip to Fakenham Town. White Ensign, they were away to Walsham Le Willows. That also fell foul of the weather. Not sure about Romford against Mildon Hall Town. I think that was still going ahead, but I've yet to see a result from that one. If not, I'll certainly go over all those in the non-league hour, which you can hear this Thursday night between 7 and 8 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM. Athletic Newham of the Essex Senior League, though, they are out of the competition, beaten 2-0 at home by Erith Town. So that is it for me. Thank you so much for your company this afternoon. Thanks to Sarah, who's assisted me in the studio all afternoon. And thanks to Andy Gardner for his reports on Hutton and their win over Enfield Borough in the Thurlow Division 1 South this afternoon. Mandy is along shortly with Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. I'm going to sign off with a dance floor classic, the OJs and I Love Music. As I say, back Thursday with the non-league hour. If you can't join me then, though, I'll be here next Saturday with another edition of Phoenix Sport between 3 and 6 p.m. Bye-bye.